I think you will agree that the scene that we have read surrounding the death and then the resurrection of Lazarus has to rank as one of the most emotional scenes in the Bible. There was a family well known to the Lord Jesus Christ, at least the two sisters and one brother. He had been in the home of those three people on several occasions. He formed a friendship with them, and they were very close with him. It must have seemed particularly to those who knew of this friendship that when Jesus received news of the illness of Lazarus, he made no effort to go there, at least right away. Instead, as we could read at the beginning of the chapter, he continued 2 days longer in Galilee. Then when Jesus knew that Lazarus was dead, he announced the plan that he and the disciples should go into Judea. It's quite striking that he said, "Let us go unto him," unto Lazarus, who was dead. Now, as we read, by the time the Lord Jesus arrived there, it had been 4 days since the death and burial. There was no provision for embalming in that society, and so when a person died, he would be buried very soon afterward. We read of the disappointment of Martha that the Lord did not come. She said, "If only he would have come before Lazarus died, he could have prevented her brother's death." And it was at that very point that the Lord Jesus prepared to demonstrate the crucial reality of faith. For he told Martha that Lazarus was going to rise again. Now, she knew enough to say, "Oh yes, I know that he's going to rise at the last day." But Jesus meant something more immediate. His message was that the person who believes on Christ shall never die. And then he addressed her directly and asked the question, "Believest thou this?" Now her response was rather more general than the question, which was very direct. But Jesus did not challenge her any further at that time. But when they came to the grave of Lazarus, there came another moment when Martha's general profession of faith was tested. For Jesus gave a simple command to her, "Take ye away the stone." Martha hesitated. She had her reason. "Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days." The natural processes of the decomposition of the body were well advanced. That was her reason. And there are always reasons that seem eminently practical to us why our professed faith cannot be put into action. "We can't do that, Lord. We can't take the stone away. It's just not practical. You don't understand the difficulties involved." And it is just where our Lord challenges us the most. For he said to her, in the words that we find in our text, "Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God?" If thou wouldest believe. Do we not find ourselves challenged in a similar manner tonight when we come to the Lord's table? If thou wouldest believe. The Lord's table ultimately is about faith. It's about believing. We are told to do what we do in remembrance of Christ, so that every other consideration of ours at the table of the Lord fades into the background. Jesus taught his disciples to eat the bread and to drink the cup in remembrance of him. But is it not true that we often take the elements with only the vaguest idea of believing on Christ? The Lord Jesus was not asking Martha for a huge amount of faith. He was not asking her to do something that would have required a heroic effort. He was asking her to demonstrate enough trust in Christ's word to take away the stone, or to direct others to take away the stone. Christ could have commanded the stone to move by his own power, but it's his purpose always to provide his people the arena in which their faith will appear openly. He promised that there was going to be a manifestation of the glory of God. So the question was, would Martha direct that the stone be taken away from the mouth of the tomb? It's the issue for us this evening. When the words of institution that we shall read speak of partaking worthily, they speak of partaking by faith. So the question is, do you believe? Do you partake of Christ? Jesus has said to us, in effect, if we would believe, we will see the glory of God. It's the issue as we partake of the Lord's Supper, the issue of remembering by faith. Remembering by faith. Now, Martha was entirely orthodox and clear in her profession of faith. She said, after all, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who should come into the world. In other words, she said, I believe that you, Jesus of Nazareth, you are the one of whom the prophets have borne witness. Now, that's a great profession of faith. In fact, it goes beyond what many people profess to believe in our own time. We would say, surely she believed enough. This is an admirable statement of her faith. But the Lord challenged her beyond that general statement. He said, take the stone away. And when we come to the Lord's table this evening, in effect, Jesus is saying to us, take the stone away. Take the stone away. That is, let all the other considerations fade away. Take away the stone. The matter of faith of which he is speaking here has to translate into our lives, or else it is not faith. So it was not something heroic that she was being asked to do. He was simply saying, take away the stone. Take away the stone. But, Lord, don't you realize? He's been dead 4 days. If we take the stone from the mouth of the tomb, then the putrid smell of death is going to come out. But he said, take away the stone. The Lord is not asking us here this evening to do anything heroic. He simply asks us to partake by faith. This remembering by faith has three components of which I want you to take note. First, certainty. Certainty. The Lord's Supper is about certainty. And the text directs our attention back to what the Lord told Martha before. He said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. So Jesus was not dealing in vague generalities. He was expounding the content of the true gospel. And that gospel is, if you believe in Christ, it doesn't matter if your mortal body comes to the end of its sojourn in this world, your soul will never die. Literally, the force of the expression is in verse 26, you will not die. No, not forever. And then came the question to Martha. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Believest thou this? Her faith that she professed when she said in verse 27, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And again in verse 24, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And in verse 22, I know that even now whatsoever thou would ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus is saying to her, that is what you said, Martha. Now do you believe that I am the resurrection and the life? And when you come to partake of the elements of the Lord's Supper this evening, do you believe? Do you believe that they represent the broken body and shed blood of the Lord Jesus? Christ gave to Martha a certain word. And he challenged her regarding that word. Now he has given to you and to me a certain word. And the question is, do you believe it? Is it certain for you? It's a question that doesn't ask for some kind of general assent. He's asking you individually, do you believe it? And that brings us to the second element of our text, command. Certainty. Jesus saying, I am the resurrection and the life, now comes to command. Take away the stone. Very well, Martha, you gave a good profession of your faith. Now, if that faith is real, take the stone away. And right away, Martha said, well, that's not a wise thing. That's not a good idea. Already the Lord had heard a gentle rebuke from Martha for not getting to Bethany in time to prevent her brother's death. Lord, if you only had been here and been here in time, we sent word earlier, then my brother would not have died. But the Lord responded to her hesitation to remove the stone by reproaching her, however gently, "If thou wouldest believe." What he was saying is that the profession of faith of which he was speaking here was going to be tied into action. Right? If you do believe, take the stone away. If you could only get to that point. If you do believe, he was saying to her, you'll have no problem ordering that the stone be taken away. It's the real issue for us when we come to the Lord's table. We say this is a table for believers, and so it is. It's a table for those who are believers in Jesus Christ. Yet we have to confess that many times we come and go from the table with a certain dullness of mind and soul. We know what happens, and we go through what happens, and we pass the time. But the challenge is, if you believe, then take up the elements and remember Christ's suffering by faith, his blood shedding. He has commanded. What's the measure of this faith? Well, we find it expounded in Romans chapter 4. Let us turn to Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. There was the measure of faith. He was persuaded, he was convinced that what God had promised, in spite of all of the difficulties and the obstacles that appeared to lie in the path, that God was able to do what he had promised. Faith does not stagger at the promise of God. Let us apply it to the Lord's table. Let us apply it to this remembrance by faith. But let us apply it also to the challenges that we face every day of our lives. Sometimes we know about the challenges ahead of time. We know about the tasks that await us tomorrow. Sometimes we don't know what shall befall on the morrow. But faith is confident in the promise of God. So that when God has made a promise, we may not know how God is going to bring it about, but we know who God is. We know that what he has promised, he is able also to perform. Is it such a great thing, Jesus was saying, to Martha, believe. Believe. Believe on him. There's the link between the bleakness of the situation, Lord, he has been dead for 4 days, and the revelation of divine power. Believe. We need that faith at the table of the Lord. And then the third component is conquest. Conquest. The Lord said to Martha, if you believe enough to order someone to remove that stone, you're going to see very soon afterward the demonstration of the glory of God. How would that glory appear? Well, we see it really in some of the most dramatic verses in the Bible, in verses 42 through 44. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. So he prayed out loud, loud enough that all of those who were there could hear what he said. And then when he finished praying, he cried, we read, with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth! And we are led to believe that without any delay whatsoever, Lazarus, bound in his grave clothes, appeared in the doorway of the tomb. And Jesus said, he's alive. Loose him and let him go. Can you imagine that moment? The man of whom Martha had spoken, he stinks. He's been dead 4 days. His body is decomposing. Suddenly there he is in the doorway of the tomb. It was a work of power. It was a work of power that surpassed them all. It was really the crowning miracle of our Lord's public ministry. And the effect of it was, as we read in verse 45, many, notice the emphasis there, many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. Many. Oh yes, there were others who did not believe, if you can imagine such a thing. They witnessed the resurrection of Lazarus from the dead, but they did not believe on Jesus Christ. But there could be no doubt about his identity. Christ's promise is that when his people trust in him, they will enter into his victory. Can you believe this evening? Will you believe this evening? Because if you will believe here at this table, then you will behold the glory of God. Remembering by faith, it is what we come to do here. We come to remember our Lord, to remember his suffering, and to do so by faith. We do not see him, not with the physical eye, but by faith we see him, and by faith we remember him, and by faith we come back to the reality of his suffering upon the cross for our salvation. May God give us grace then to remember by faith.